This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 309 for Wednesday, March 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday morning, as chart-based profit-taking had values backing away from their highs. The most active May contract down $20.30 at $775 per ton. New crop months lagging to the downside, November down $7.50 at $625.50. New end user buying interest is reportedly backing away at higher price levels as the tight market worked to ration demand. However, the underlying fundamentals do remain supportive, and any losses in canola will likely be seen as a buying opportunity. Chicago soybeans and soy oil futures were lower this morning. That added to the softer tone in canola. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 11 cents in the May contract at $14.12 per bushel. Soy oil down 40 points in May at 54.69 cents per pound. Rising production estimates out of Brazil accounted for some of the weakness, with chart-based profit-taking the major feature. With no real fresh news in the soy market, participants are awaiting quarterly stocks data and acreage estimates due out at the end of the month. Corn, meanwhile, is holding closer to unchanged. The losses in soybeans and wheat today did weigh on values, but corn found some support of its own from strong export demand. The May contract down a penny at $5.53 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 1.2 million tons of U.S. corn for delivery to China during the current marketing year. That market marked the second million-ton-plus sale to China in the span of 2 days. Wheat, it's lower in early trade with improving U.S. crop conditions behind some of the selling today. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in May at $6.33 per bushel. Kansas City also down 5 cents in the May contract at $6.03 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down a penny in the May contract at $6.45.5. Talk that Russia may be considering easing export taxes contributed to the soft tone in wheat today, as any policy that leads to increased exports out of Russia would cut into the demand for North American wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.